This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Today is our final Quranic wisdom, and it will be inshallah ta'ala short and sweet and to the point. Surah Fussilat, verse 44. وَإِنَّهُ لَكِتَابٌ عَزِيزٌ. This Quran, it is a powerful and majestic book. وَإِنَّهُ لَكِتَابٌ عَزِيزٌ. This kitab that we have revealed to you, know that it is Aziz. Aziz is one of the names of Allah. Allah is Al-Aziz. وَلِلَّهِ الْعِزَّةُ جَمِيعًا. And Allah called His book Aziz. وَإِنَّهُ لَكِتَابٌ عَزِيزٌ. What does Aziz mean? Aziz means it is powerful. The book is powerful. The book is majestic. The book is mighty. This book is mighty and powerful because in and of itself, number one, itself, it cannot be replicated. Nothing can compete with it. It is unique. It is a miracle. There is no book like it in all of history. Number two, by believing in this book, the civilization that believes in it will become powerful. Izzah will come to the civilization that follows this book. Look at early Islamic history. The miracles that happened to the conquest of the Sahaba and Tabi'un, the expansion, the pinnacle of glory. When did we have it? When we followed this book. لَقَدْ أَنزَلْنَا إِلَيْكُمْ كِتَابًا فِيهِ ذِكْرُكُمْ. Your dhikr, your legacy will come through this book. This book will leave you and lead you to become people that will be remembered. لَقَدْ أَنزَلْنَا إِلَيْكُمْ كِتَابًا فِيهِ ذِكْرُكُمْ. Your dhikr, your legacy will be via this book. And number three, whoever believes in it and acts upon it will attain izzah, aziz, izzah. Allah says in the Quran, وَلِلَّهِ الْعِزَّةُ وَلِرَسُولِهِ وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. The mu'min has izzah. How will the mu'min get izzah? When the mu'min turns to the book that is aziz, recites the book that is aziz, understands the book that is aziz, and acts upon the book that is aziz. O Muslim, our lecture has come to an end. Our series have come to an end. The month of Ramadan has come to an end. These short wisdoms that we shared have come to an end. But our relationship with the book of Allah should never come to an end. This is a book that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes as being mighty, as being powerful, as being glorious, as being majestic. This is a book, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, this is a book that is shifa'un lima fi sudur. It is a cure and a heal for all that is in the hearts. This is a book, wa innahu laqur'anun kareem. Allah describes the book as being kareem. Another name of His, He is al-kareem. And Allah Azza wa Jal says the book is kareem. Kareem means it'll give you everything you need. Allah describes His book with karam. Karam means generosity. Whatever you need, you turn to this book. You want guidance. You want your heart to be fortified. You want sabr. You want iman. You want ikhlas. You want the pain of this dunya to go away. You need the internal satisfaction. You will find it in this book. This book is kareem. This book is mubeen. This book is noor. This book is hudan. This book is shifa. This is the book. لا يأتيه الباطل من بين يديه ولا من خلفه تنزيل من حكيم حميد. O Muslim, hold on to this book. Our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in a hadith in Muslim, Imam Ahmad and others, that Allah has dangled a rope down into this earth. There is a rope dangling from the heavens down to this earth. And that rope, hablullahi al-mateen, the strong handhold of Allah, it is His kitab, it is His book. Literally, we are drowning and there is a savior, there is a rope coming down. What is that rope? It is the kitabullah. Whoever holds on to that rope will be guided. Whoever sticks fast to it will be taken out of the plight they are in. O Muslim, my advice to myself and all of you, let not the end of Ramadan be the end of our relationship with the Quran until the next Ramadan. My sincere reminder to myself and all of you, have a daily routine with the Quran. Daily, have, even if it is wallahi 5 minutes, just a few minutes a day, open up the book of Allah and recite it with some meaning if you can. Listen to the Quran in your cars and wherever you're driving along. Allow the Quran to be a part of your daily routine, because in this kitab you will find your dhikr, in this kitab you will find your izzah, in this kitab you will find hidayah, in this kitab you will find everything that you need. O Muslim, your izzah, is based upon your relationship with this book. Therefore, establish your relationship with this book. لَقَدْ أَنزَلْنَا إِلَيْكُمْ كِتَابًا فِيهِ ذِكْرُكُمْ وَإِنَّهُ لَكِتَابٌ عَزِيزٌ لَا يَأْتِيهِ الْبَاطِلُ مِنْ بَيْنِ يَدَيْهِ وَلَا مِنْ خَلْفِهِ تَنزِيلٌ مِنْ حَكِيمٍ حَمِيدٍ. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make the Quran the light of our hearts and the comfort of our eyes. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continually cause us to rise with the Quran. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make the Quran our shifa. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make the Quran our shafi' and mushaffa'. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make the Quran a hujjah for us on the day of judgment and a light of guidance for us in this world and in our qabr and on the akhirah. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
إن المسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات والقانتين والقانتات والصادقين والصادقات والصابرين والصابرات والخاشعين والخاشعات والخاشعين والخاشعات والمتصدقين والمتصدقات والصائمين والصائمات والحافظين فروجهم والحافظات والذاكرين الله كثيرا والذاكرات أعد الله لهم مغفرة وأجرا عظيما.